From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More high-level concern over migrants in Europe. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon denounced Hungary's treatment of migrants as unacceptable Wednesday after police fired tear gas and sprayed water cannon at hundreds of asylum seekers on the country's border with Serbia. The UN Secretary General said the migrants were people fleeing war and persecution and that they must be treated with human dignity.
Men, women, and children fleeing war and persecution deserve real support, including asylum.
Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić condemned what he said was Hungary's brutal treatment of the migrants fleeing war-torn Syria and other Middle East countries. Police clashed for several hours with the migrants after blocking one of the biggest entry points into the European Union. A top-ranking U.S. general says he would not recommend buffer and no-fly zones in Syria, where people fleeing their homes can be protected from air attacks by Syrian government forces. General Lloyd Austin, head of U.S. Central Command, told the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday a ground force would be needed to protect the refugees, but that such a force is not available at this time. Soldiers from Burkina Faso's Presidential Guard detained the country's interim prime minister and president Wednesday and are said to be holding them hostage. Military sources tell VOA that soldiers broke into a cabinet meeting and arrested President Michel Kafando, Prime Minister Yakuba Isaac Zida, and other government ministers. The prisoners were not being allowed to leave, and soldiers are seen setting up barricades around the presidential palace. There was gunfire. This is VOA News. Secretary